Conservation Partners. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The key to what we do is having those partners that we have all across the country.
Leading the efforts of USDA's Natural Resources and Conservation Service, or NRCS, is Matt Lohr. He's a fifth-generation Virginia farmer where his family has poultry, beef cattle, and row crops. And he knows firsthand just how important conservation is to all farmers.
On our farm, we've participated in Conservation Stewardship Program. We've got a CSP contract, EQIP, the Environmental Quality Incentive Program. We've done projects. We have conservation easements on our farm. Conservation is something we believe in. Cover crops, no-till planting, crop rotation, pasture rotation, I mean, all the way down the line. So for me to be a lifelong promoter of conservation, to be able to come into this position and lead an agency of believing in conservation is really a great honor.
Before becoming the 16th chief of NRCS, Matt Lohr served as Commissioner of Agriculture in Virginia. He served in Virginia's House of Delegates, and he's a proud product of the Future Farmers of America, where he served as Virginia State President and then as a National Vice President. And in his new role, he's seeing just how important it is for farmers and the agency to work closer together to protect our land, air, and water resources.
I think the one word that I've learned in my time as chief is collaboration. And our agency, we invest $8 million every single day, but that money gets multiplied by the agreements and the partners that we have. And that's really what makes conservation work. We can't do it alone. Obviously, we need the private landowner, but all of our outside partner groups that believe in what we do, that contribute, that enter into agreements, that are all working together, rowing together, that's what it's all about.
Matt Lohr appeared before the House Ag Committee this week to testify and provide an overview of conservation programs administered through NRCS, and he's excited to continue streamlining the process to help producers better protect their land. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.